Units 7 to 9. Communication Review. Page 79. 4. Bird Talk. A. Listen to an interview with a parrot expert. She mentions three things that are important for a person to have before getting an African gray parrot. Check the three basic requirements she mentions.
Welcome to Pet Expert. Today on the show, we've got Dr. Amanda Benson with us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Benson.
Thanks, Matt. It's nice to be here.
Now, your specialty area is the African gray parrot. What can you tell us about this bird?
Well, first I'd like to talk a bit about who should have a parrot, cover some of the basics of caring for an African gray, and answer some frequently asked questions.
Great. But first, I have a question. Is owning an African gray parrot illegal?
No, but it is illegal to import or buy wild birds. So it's important to buy from a reputable breeder who has bred the bird in captivity.
All right. So who should have an African gray as a pet?
The short answer is whoever has the time, space, and interest to take care of a highly intelligent creature. An exception is people who have asthma. Grays groom their feathers with a dust that's similar to talcum powder. This may cause problems for people with asthma. Families with children should be aware that while grays make interesting and affectionate pets, they can be unpredictable. They have very strong beaks and have been known to bite.
You said these are intelligent birds?
African grays are extremely intelligent and become bored quite easily. It's absolutely vital that they have stimulation and physical interaction.
Do they need time outside the cage every day?
Yes. Most experts agree that 3 hours a day is vital. They can stay out all day as long as they're supervised. They also need toys in their cages. Bells, ropes, and ladders are very popular. And there are some excellent DVDs on the market, which provide the sounds of a flock of birds, as well as visual stimulation for the parrots.
DVDs for birds?
Absolutely. These don't replace human interaction with your bird, but you can put the DVD on continuous play when you're out at work, for example. Grays need stimulation. For that reason, the cage should be located where the bird can see what's going on in the household. A light corner of the living room is a good spot.
What about teaching parrots to talk?
It can be very rewarding and a lot of fun. There's been some amazing research done on African grays. In fact, it seems as if they are capable of real, meaningful communication.
Amazing. And what do parrots eat?
Fruit, vegetables, nuts, a varied diet. Some birds are quite fussy. Others will eat whatever you give them. It's important not to give them avocados, though. Avocados can make a parrot very ill, or even kill it.
How long do African grays live?
40 to 50 years is not uncommon.
Wow, that's a long-term commitment. Thank you very much, Dr. Benson.